Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Don't know me well. The people with the biggest down here, man. What's up with that?
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pray with me real quickly. Father, we thank you today for being here, and thank you for your unmerited favor, your grace, which is sufficient. We thank you for your loving kindness and compassion, but more than anything, we thank you for Jesus, because he has made a difference. We pray that you will glorify yourself right now in our midst, and we'll be sure to give you the praise. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. The writer says, the Bible says, to submit to the governing authorities, obey the laws, and pay taxes. But what about crooked cops, shady politicians, and people in authority that use it to make people feel small? What's the right way to respond when authority is acting wrong? You know, when I read this, it kind of like resonated. I want to tell you all a secret. I'm a black man. Okay? And it doesn't matter where you grow up, when you're a black man, you know what I'm saying? And what's funny, and it doesn't matter what your life experience is like if you're a black man. You say, I don't even need to complete that answer because all kinds of things are running in your head. I'm graduate of Duke University, very proud of that, my blue and white and all of that. I pride myself in being an educated black man. But while I was in seminary, I'm driving a FedEx truck, okay? Yeah, that's how I got through some, you know, got to make that money. So I'm driving a FedEx truck, and back in the day, the FedEx guys used to wear shorts, little white shirts with epaulettes. You know the epaulette, that's the little things on their shoulders, right? Now, I'm a big drip of water. I've always been a big drip of water. I'm driving through this neighborhood, and all of a sudden, I run up and grab a box, because that's what happens. They leave a box out there. I grab the box, fill in the form, run back, because, you know, we're on a time clock, run back to the van, log it in, pull away, and then all of a sudden, what did I see behind me? And so I was taught to be respectful to authority. So I pull over to the side, and I said, good afternoon, officer. He said, what business did you have back at that house? And so I was like, well, I had a badge, too. That's it. They had my picture on it. I said, I was picking up a package. At which time, he said, are you supposed to be here? And then I scratched my head. I'm sitting there like, I got a FedEx uniform on. What does he think I did? Jump the guy who was driving the truck, take his clothes off of him, right? And then cut my picture out and put it on my badge. It blew my mind. Because the reality of it is, this is a thing that I did on a regular basis, but because I was in this place at this time, I got singled out, and I'm sitting there like, ain't no justice. Ain't no justice. As I read what the writer put in there, I'm going to tell you, it resonates, because I've got young black boys. I got three of them, and they like to wear their pants down here, hoodies. They don't comb their hair. The whole image that's being portrayed of those who are ne'er-do-wells of society.
Yeah.
And yet, if they open their mouth, they sound like the suburban kids that they are. Flat out, no hood in them whatsoever. And yet, I'm still perplexed by the reality that people will be judged based upon how they look on the outside. And so as I read this, that's what I heard the writer saying, it doesn't matter what I do, there's crooked folk out there who will do what they can to make me feel like less than a person than I am.
Yeah.
Well, as I thought about that, the first thing that dawned on me is that nobody can make you feel anyway. If you feel like you're less than what you are, it has absolutely nothing to do with other folks. It has more to do with where you think you are and how grounded you are or you are not. You see, I'm not concerned about what folks want to make me feel like, because I know who I am. Who are you, Weldon? Well, I'm a child of the Most High God. I have been born again through the blood of Christ. I've been baptized in his spirit. I sit right now in heavenly places with Jesus Christ. And when he comes back, I will rule with him. I'm no longer a victim. I'm a victor. I am more than a conqueror through him. I know this about me. And so whatever you say is not going to change that. As a matter of fact, when you look at me, if I could come up and tell you, you can tell me all day long, you're Hispanic, and I'll look at you dead in the eye and say, no, I ain't. Because I know who I am. I know where I am. I know how I'm founded. So as I looked at this, I'm like, wait a minute, hold it. What is really the problem? This person can't tell me that it's somebody making them feel bad. What is it? And I like what everybody has been talking about. What's really going on with this individual is they don't want to do what the authorities say. And to the point that Matt just brought out, nobody likes rules. So as I thought about it and prayed about it, a passage of scripture came to my mind. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 18. He says, now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Pause for a second. He says that you should honor those who are above you. And what's funny is he doesn't say because they do a good job. He doesn't say because they are keeping the rules and they're administering justice. No, instead of it, he says, because that's what they've been called to do. It's like your mama and your daddy. My mother, I'm telling you, there's some whoopings I got that I'm telling you flat out, I didn't deserve them. See, y'all act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. If you got little brothers and little sisters, you know what I'm talking about. It wasn't me. And yet, because there was times when I got beat and mama said, and I said, it wasn't me, mama. She says, well, it's for something that you were going to do. The reality of it is we honor people not because they've exercised the right or they've exercised it in the right manner. We do it because they've been appointed by God to do so. The reason why I pay taxes is because God raised up the government. Yes, he did. Because the Bible says promotion cometh from the Lord. He takes one down to raise another one up. In Romans 13, which Tasha read a little bit earlier, it says that authorities were established by God to govern God's people. God raised them up. And the reason why I honor them is not because of what they do, but instead it's because of what he's done. And then he goes on to say, hold them in the highest regard. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. He basically says, in a nutshell, when you sit down and you see them, you should honor God with godly actions. Make sure that you don't pay back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good. Eat with each other. It is so easy to get mad and lose your cool. I got pulled over just the other day. I get pulled over all the time. I got pulled over just the other day driving 55 in a 35. So when Tasha said that, my heart kind of like, and I really wanted to lose my cool because everybody was driving fast. I'm like, why are you singling me out? But if I had lost my cool, what would have happened to me? They would have slammed my face into the concrete and they would have arrested me. I don't care how dignified I look. The reality of it is God is calling us to respond in a godly manner. And I'm not going to lie to you. It's not easy when folks are doing things that you don't like them to do. But what I learned at a young age, I can't control how anyone else acts. I can only control me. And I dare say that some of the mess we've gotten ourselves into is because we don't control us. We will allow our circumstances to dictate how we respond, but the reality of it is God has called us to demonstrate through the Spirit of God self-control. And he goes on to say, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. He's basically saying, stay connected with God. In the midst of your struggle, understand that what you're going through is only a light affliction. Understand that God is always nothing more than a prayer away. And always understand that there's no situation or circumstance that's too big, no struggle that's too deep for God to come in and pull you out of it. How can I rejoice when I'm being oppressed? How can I sing when things seem to be going the wrong way? How can I rise up and give thanks to God in the midst of hardships? Well, you can only do that if you stay connected with Christ. If you allow him to come in and on a continual basis minister to your innermost being. You can only stay there when you yield yourself to him and recognize that there's nothing that comes your way that doesn't first pass through the hands of God. That the only things that will happen to you will happen for the purpose of glorifying God in you, and that he might work his way and his will in your life. Far too often we look at where we are and not understand that the place we're at now is where God wants you to be. It's not by chance that you're here tonight. You didn't just all of a sudden stumble in here because you wanted Trinity to give you a meal. No. It is by divine appointment that we are where we are. And God has consistently demonstrated two things in our life. One, that he's in control. And two, he will take care of you. God bless you and keep you. Amen.